basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank. Also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cards, Mark Halverson.
WOGO, your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome to Chippewa Falls Senior High School Chi High, site of this non-conference game between your Chippewa Falls Cardinals and the Tigers of Marshfield. I'm Caleb Swenson, filling in for Halvo one more time this week, joined by Kelly Nichols. And Kelly, great to have you on the broadcast here, and we're looking forward to some Chi High basketball playing on a back-to-back after they just had North last night.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Caleb. It was a tough one down at the doghouse, but...
Yeah, and again, congratulations to Elliot Besson. I know Matt Besson was a coach here at Chi High for a while, too, and his son Elliot reaching that 1,000-point plateau last night. He went off for 30 points, and again, he was kind of a man on a mission last night. But when we look at our side for Chi High, the boys shot pretty well at 10 of 24 from three, and we've seen that throughout the season. We've got some shooters on this team, but there's a few other things coming along, too, with a fairly young squad.
For sure, and if we could get it all going at the same time, it would be amazing.
So, again... This Marshfield team, you look at them on paper, you look at them in person. They are incredible in terms of stats. Shoot 41% from three, well over 50% from the field, and they are huge. I mean, this is going to be a tall task, pun kind of intended there, for Chi High here tonight.
For sure. Colin played AAU with Valen. I think he's 6'7 or 6'8.
Valen Ramberg, yeah.
Yeah,
6'7
so junior. He's a nice player, I know.
And, again, coached by Chris Fisher, and talking with Coach Prue, we'll chat with him before the game here in our Cardinal Countdown pregame show. But Coach Prue thinks, and I think with good reason, that this is a Marshfield team that has a good chance to be playing at the Kohl Center when all is said and done. They are 13-5 on the season, but they have challenged themselves. I went down to Florida and played a team from Tennessee, two teams from Ohio. I mean, they are unafraid of anyone. And so, again... We get a chance to measure ourselves against one of the best in the state.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, when we look at this Chi High team, again, 0-19, looking for their first victory of the season. But, again, your son Colin, senior on this team, and there aren't a lot of seniors around. In fact, he's the lone senior on this squad. What would you say is kind of his mentality here in trying to be a leader for a youthful team when things haven't been going the greatest in terms of wins and losses, but we've seen definite improvement from game one and two to where we are almost 20 games in?
Yeah, I think he kind of likes to be the big brother of the group, you know, kind of take them under his wing and, you know, help them. This season obviously did not go how you picture your senior season, but I think he is hopeful, and with his dad on the bench as well, I think he's hopeful that maybe, you know, anything he can show them this year only helps in the future.
And I think that's one of those things as well, too, that sports is so much about character development as well, too. We love the wins and losses, and it's a lot easier when the wins are coming easily, but the character that's formed when things aren't going well is what sports can teach you about life, and that's one of the things that I love so much about athletics is the character that it builds in these young men and women.
Oh gosh, for sure. And you know, there are times in your life where you do everything the best that you can and it still doesn't work out the way you hope. So, you know, he's building a little resilience and you know, learning from it. So,
well, we'll take a two-minute break here, two-minute timeout on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show here on WOGO Radio and the all-new WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Kelly Nichols, our on-site producer, video operator is Sam Averly, and we've got Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO home base in Halley. We'll come back with our interviews with both head coaches, starting with Chris Fisher of Marshfield. It's the Tigers and the Cards here on WOGO Sports. Back in two. Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Left corner, Chafee. She goes left baseline, puts up the shot, and good.
Cooper Mittermeier wide open for three. Oh, it's
A trifecta of triples.
And here comes Chi High right now. Jackson LeMay comes in and buries it. In behind the goaltender, Deuce.
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Welcome back to Chippewa Falls Boys Basketball here on WOGO Radio and the all-new WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube and the WOGO Radio Facebook page. The Marshfield Tigers, the opponent for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Marshfield coming out of the Wisconsin Valley Conference, and we're here with head coach Chris Fisher of Marshfield. Coach, you've played a tough schedule, not only inference but non-conference as well, too. As you get to this final run and a couple more non-conference games and then into the tournament, where do you think your team is trending?
I think we're going in the right direction. As you said, we've tried to challenge ourselves as best we can. In our non-conference schedule, we like to play the best teams possible. We like to play teams in our sectional. We had the opportunity to go down to Florida this year and play some really good teams down there. Chippewa Falls has been on our schedule for probably close to 50 years, if I had to put a number to it. We know what they're capable of. They've had a really good program for a long time, so it's always a challenge when we play them.
What do you see in this year's Chi High team? Obviously, they're still looking for that first win. They've had some struggles, but they can shoot as well.
Yeah. No, I see a very dangerous team. I see a team that's improving. As you said, their ability to knock down the three-point shot gives them the chance to win any game. The three-point shot for them is a weapon. Just looking at statistically, they've got a couple of really good shooters that we have to make sure we try to run them off the three-point line a little bit and try to make them a little bit uncomfortable.
And finally, Coach, what's the step you want to see from your team? Obviously, driving a ways here on a Saturday night. What do you want to see from your guys going into the weekend?
Tonight it's coming off of a real emotional, high-intensity, high-energy win for us on Thursday night against our biggest conference rival in Stevens Point on the road. And to be able to turn around 2 days later, travel to Chippewa Falls and be able to perform well, we're looking to see if we can keep that intensity and the energy up the same as we had Thursday night and the same that we've had in a while. It can be difficult to do that at times, but that's what we're looking for tonight.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Best of luck to you and the Tigers tonight and the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
Head coach Chris Fisher, we're back after this with Coach Prue of the Cards. This is Cardinal Basketball on WOGO.
The winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine's exclusive in-house boat show. From February 6th to 16th in Chippewa Falls, discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons. Enjoy 15% off all parts and accessories and take advantage of our in-house financing. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Welcome back to Chi High Basketball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Saturday Night Hoops, the Marshfield Tigers, the opponent non-conference against your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Here with head coach Jason Prue. And coach, coming off a back-to-back here, a Friday night game against North and then jumping right back in against a very tough opponent. What are you looking for from your team, even in terms of the conditioning?
Yeah, it's late in the season. I think our conditioning is good. We try to get at least one of these back-to-backs just to kind of simulate, tournament time. I think we're at a good point in the season with the back-to-backs. Yeah, the tough part's going to be, obviously a really good Marshfield team coming in and trying to slow them down. They got size, they got speed, they got athleticism, they got skill, shooting. They're a complete package. They're a team that's going to be, maybe down in Madison, in a few weeks here. So yeah, we got a real tough, task tonight.
Coach, when you look at this Marshfield team, a lot of things jump off the page again. Their shooting percentage from three, they can go inside, they can go outside. They're also huge.
Yeah, they're huge. They put three really big guys that are skilled, kind of in a triangle around the basket, and they eat up the mismatch. And, if you double down, those guys can shoot the ball too, but then you got Brooks Henson, who's one of the best players in the state, at 6'3", kind of on the outside of that. And then Landon Lee is one of the top point guards that we've seen, in the area and in our section and probably the state. So yeah, they're a tough matchup. And then, they bring some guys off the bench that can do similar things. So it's going to be tough, but we're looking for our guys just to compete. We want to get better. Whatever the scoreboard, we're going to preach standards and preach getting better and feeling better about ourselves with the way we're playing. And this is a great opportunity for us to play one of the top teams in the state.
And finally, coach, you've got a pretty young team overall. Do you still see kind of that fire from them where it's, we want to play the best, we want to test ourselves and measure ourselves and see where we need to get better? Do you see that?
Yeah, absolutely. These guys, they want to compete. There's times in games where they're a little inexperienced and a little, not as confident as they're going to be. But in practice, they get after it. They compete. They want to get better. They want to play these teams. And now we're just looking to translate the practice competitive edge into a game setting and not worry about the lights being on and all the stuff that goes with playing varsity basketball. So we just want to see these guys play loose and free and confident and see what happens.
Coach, we're looking forward to seeing you guys take yet another step and appreciate your time. We'll talk to you afterward.
All right, thank you.
Head coach Jason Prue here, Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Sports.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls. Visit chippewa-auto.com.
Caleb Swenson, Kelly Nichols with you for Chi High Basketball, WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com, the all-new WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Kelly, what would you say is a key or two here tonight for Chi High? Again, 0-19 on the season, looking for that first win, facing one of the best teams in Division I in the state. It's a tall task, but what would you say is a good key for the boys tonight?
I would say limiting turnovers is going to be huge.
Yeah.
It's kind of been our Achilles heel in all of our games, and so I feel like that's really something we need to focus on.
And we talked about that even off the air, that they did a nice job last night against North, 15 turnovers. And again, I think if you are in low double-digit turnovers or upper single digits, most coaches are going to be fairly happy with that as well, too. And I think you said 9 turnovers at the half, so just 6 in the second half against North. So we saw that last time I did a Chi High boys game against Rice Lake, too, where they really cut the turnovers down after halftime, making some nice adjustments again when teams are trying to pressure them a lot.
Yes, for sure. And I think that's a little bit of that inexperience that we talked about, you know, with it's a young team and handling the ball and, you know, that pressure.
Well, those are your Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Look at the stats. Offensively, Chi High averaging 42 points per game, giving up 68.2. Marshfield averaging 61.2 points per game and giving up just under 50 at 49.7 per contest. Marshfield 13-5 on the season, 9-0 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, and Chi High coming out of the Big Rivers 0-19-0-12 in conference play. Good to have you with us here on a Saturday night on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. We'll step out, be back in 3 minutes with your starting lineups on WOGO.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Left corner, Chafee. She goes left baseline, puts up the shot, and good.
Cooper Mittermeier wide open for three.
Oh, he's feeling it tonight. A trifecta of triples.
And here comes Chi High right now. Jackson LeMay comes in and buries it. Hit behind the goal.
bartender, Deuce.
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents' Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Beat the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine's exclusive in-house boat show. From February 6th to 16th in Chippewa Falls, discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons. Enjoy 15% off all parts and accessories and take advantage of our in-house financing. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Welcome back to Cardinal Basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Kelly Nichols with you. Marshfield being introduced first. 6'8", junior number one, Chris Cole, 12.7 points per game and 8 rebounds. Joey Ketter, the 6'4", senior, 6.1 points per game. Ben Jordan, 6'5", junior, 0.4 points and 0.3 rebounds. Landon Lee, 14.6 points, the 5'11", senior, number 11, number 23. Ethan Connect, 6'6", senior, averaging 4.7 points for head coach Chris Fisher. On the other side, for your Chi-High Cardinals, starting lineup looks like this. The senior, 6'5", guard-forward combo, Colin Nichols. Number 0, 7.6 points per game, second on the team, leads the team in rebounds, 1.4 assists as well. Owen Munson, the 6'2" guard, sophomore, 10.4 points per game to lead the team, also leads the team in three-point percentage, second on the team in three-point percentage, first in made threes. Grant Von Hayden, the 5'11" junior guard, number three, averaging 5.4 points per game and leads the team in assists. Conrad Gebauer, 6'5" forward, a junior, 3.8 points, 3.1 rebounds for number 21. And number three, Cale Dillenbeck, 6'3", sophomore guard, averaging 3.7 points, second on the team. Only to Colin Nichols in rebounds as Dillenbeck gets 4.6 boards per game. And we're ready for some basketball, Kelly.
Yes.
Marshfield in the orange uniforms, tops and bottoms. Jet black numerals, the white piping, Chi-High resplendent in their home white uniforms with the cardinal red numerals and lettering. The black outlines, black at the tops of the tanks, red at the bottom of the shorts, and we are ready to begin as it'll be Colin Nichols at 6'5", jumping against 6'8", Chris Pohl. And Nichols wins the tap, and Chi-High will move left to right. As we begin, Dillenbeck out to Nichols. Nichols attacking at the foul line. Drops back out right side, Von Hayden. He's for Owen Munson. Munson to Conrad Gebauer, left side Dillenbeck. Munson up top at the foul line, out to Nichols. Nichols at the foul line, scoops it back out to Gebauer. Munson looking for an open shot from beyond the arc. Again, he's 41% from downtown. Gabe Bauer back in his man down. Kick out to Munson. Flip out Grant Von Hayden, the junior. Down the lane, and Chi High leads 2-0. Has a pretty floater from about 6 feet out.
I love when he shoots that. It seemed like in the beginning of the season he got that shot a little bit more often than he has now as the season has progressed.
Right side for three, and Marshfield up 3-2. As I believe that was Brooks Hinson, who I actually was told wasn't starting, but clearly he is. Right side, Munson to answer for three online, front of the rim, and no. Left side for Marshfield, Joey Ketterer. They'll drop down low. Gabe Bauer coming from behind, trying to knock it away from Ethan Connect. And Connect will go to the line, shooting two, is 16:43 remaining. And Marshfield leading 3-2, as we'll adjust the scoreboard on the YouTube video stream, because yours truly gave the points to the wrong teams. So there we go. First free throw rattles in for Marshfield. They lead 4-2. It's the first point of the game for Ethan Connect. 6'6", the junior. Ton of height in this Marshfield team if you're just joining us. Second free throw is good for Connect as well. It's 5-2 Marshfield. The Tigers coming out with some light backcourt pressure. Dylan Beck across the CF logo at midcourt, working against 6'8" Chris Pohl. And he's not a string bean, 6'8" either. There's some power behind that, it would seem.
They are some pretty good-sized boys out there.
Colin Nichols driving baseline. Throws in the corner, poked away. Joey Ketterer with the steal. Push ahead, Hinson, head fake. Up top, wide open look at a three for Marshfield. Front of the rim, no. Kind of a rare miss as they shoot 41% from downtown. Ketterer had that miss. Kick out to Ketterer. He'll try another look, and it looked like he took a little extra hop step, and he did travel against Marshfield. And the ball going back to Chi High. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Throw into Grant Von Hayden, over the shoulder catch. Tried to whip a pass to Conrad Gebauer, and it's taken away by Ethan Connect. Good idea, but Connect standing in the way. Connect, you talk about big kids. 6'6", a nice feed down a pole, and pull off the glass for two. Using that size well, 7-2 Marshfield. Dylan Beck goes right side, Grant Von Hayden. Just over 15 and a half minutes to play here, first half in Chippewa Falls. Saturday night basketball on WOGO Sports. Cale Dylan Beck left wing. Puts it on the floor with the right hand against 6'8", Chris Pohl. Right side, Grant Von Hayden. Drives in the lane, pulls it up just inside the foul line, out to Gebauer. Conrad Gebauer back to Grant Von Hayden, the junior, up top. Right side, Dylan Beck outside the arc. Chi High probing here against this Marshfield Tigers defense. Grant Von Hayden off a screen from Gebauer. Flip to the right corner, Munson. Up top, Gebauer directing traffic. Left side, Cale Dylan Beck outside the arc. Dylan Beck up top between the wheels. Under 15 minutes to play here, first half. 7-2, Chi High down 5. Dylan Beck drove in hard and called for a travel. I thought there might have been a forearm that kind of got up high on Dylan Beck, but I guess the steps came first.
It kind of looked like there might have been a little.
And again, when he's going against a player like Ranbury, I mean, 6'7", and just a well-built young man, he clearly put some time in the weight room.
For sure.
Pohl drives in hard. Offensive foul! How about Gebauer setting up Chris Pohl for that one? Took a hard dive to the deck, but Pohl called for the infraction. Team foul is now even at one apiece. Full court man-to-man pressure here against Chi High. Inbounds from Nichols to Dylan Beck. 14:35 to go first half. Dylan Beck safely across the timeline into the forecourt. Left side feed Grant Von Hayden. Chi High down 5, 7-2. Von Hayden finds Dylan Beck in the left corner, working against 6'8", Chris Pohl. Dylan Beck at the left elbow, out to Colin Nichols, the senior. Grant Von Hayden high on the right. Von Hayden puts on the floor. He's got a quick first step. Goes high off the glass, over the top of Pohl for two. That's a 6'8 shot swatter, and Grant Von Hayden just went right over the top of him. That's 4 points for Grant Von Hayden. Chi High within a possession to Marshfield, down 7-4. Drive along the baseline, a feed down low to Connect, and Connect connects for two. 9-4. It's hard to keep him out, Kelly, when he gets positioned inside the block there.
It is, and he moves nicely down there, too.
Grant Van Hayden at the elbow, wheeling, working the pivot foot. Poked away from behind. Gebauer trying to track it down. Connect. Blocking foul called. As Connect picks up a quick one, Gebauer tried to throw it off him out of bounds. The foul came first. And that's the second whistle against the Tigers with 13:34 to play. Side out in front of the Marshfield JV team, I believe. Colin Nichols shoots it in to Grant Van Hayden. Out to Gebauer. He'll try a 14-foot jumper. It's sweet. 9-6. Conrad Gebauer showing a nice touch there. Brooks Henson driving baseline. Kick out for Pohl. Pohl for a three. That one rims out and out of bounds. Almost found the recycling bin over in the far corner. And Colin Nichols will inbound from that corner along the baseline with 13:12 to go. Kobe Twyman comes into the game, the 5'10" freshman guard averaging 7.2 points per game. Number one, he was 4 of 7 from downtown last night against North. Owen Munson, 4 of 8. Each of them had 18 points in that game. And also, I believe Connor Kalinske just came in as well, the 6'2" junior guard, number 24. And Connor gives you some great hustle and effort plays whenever he comes out there. Twyman has his shot blocked by Pohl. Push ahead for Marshfield. Push too far ahead by Henson. And a timeout taken by Chris Fisher. He wants a 60-second break. We'll step out and be back as well. Chi High within 3 of Marshfield. We're back in a minute on WOGO.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to Chi High. Caleb Swenson, Kelly Nichols with you on the WOGO radio broadcast and the WOGO video broadcast via Wogo Sports on YouTube. Sam Aberle, our on-site photographer and video operator. Zach Wycheck back to the WOGO studios in Halley. Quick timeout taken by head coach Jason Prue, and we will take a 30-second break as well. We're back in half a minute. Chi High basketball on Wogo Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back. Chi High basketball, a 9-6 ball game. Chi High down 3 with possession. 12:50 to go first half. Inbounds to Kobe Twyman from Colin Nichols.
You know, Caleb, I like the start of this game. It seems like most of our games this season, we've been a little slow to start and a little slow to shoot. And I like this 9-6.
Yeah, 7-2. Marshfield went up, and the Cards have battled back here. And again, a 3 ties. A 2 gets within a point of one of the better teams in Division I of the state. Twyman, a little bit of a bobble up top, gets it back. Leaves on the right side. Grant Van Hayden. Jabbing goes to Kalinske outside the arc. Kalinske slides it down to Colin Nichols along the baseline. His little runner pops in and out. Henson up top. Leaves left side. They loop it down to connect. Work back out to Brooks Henson. Joey Ketterer to Pohl right wing. Find connect. Back out, Ketterer. Leaves it Henson in the left corner. Landon Lee. Four pole on the right side. Again, and Landon Lee and Brooks Henson, as Henson gets one inside, high off the glass, scores and one. You have two of some of the better guards in the state. That combo with the size that Marshfield has is really what makes them so formidable.
For sure. Brooks Henson last year, I remember we played them in the first round of the playoffs last year, and he was pretty impressive to watch then.
And he's already committed for his college ball. And certainly going to be making an impact at the next level with his ability. So Henson looking for three the old-fashioned way. Free throw is perfect. 12-6. And Henson with six of the 12 for Marshfield. 11:46 to play first half. Colin Nichols outside the arc. Loops a pass to Grant Von Hayden. The corner head fake. Von Hayden high off the glass. Too strong. Rebound pulled down by Pohl. Now to Henson. He wants to run. Left side finds Ketterer. Shoots it up top. Pull, touch pass. Henson down the lane. Layup's good. That was some pretty impressive ball movement by the Marshfield Tigers. 14-6. Kicked ball in the backcourt. We'll stop into American Marine's Boat Show and find your dream boat plus 15% off parts and accessories. Don't miss the boat show. Tomorrow's the last day at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. That's American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Nichols to inbound along the baseline, guarded by Henson. Finds Cale Dillenbeck. Dillenbeck has it swatted away from him for a moment. Gets it back. He's working against Valen Ramberg, 6'7" junior that you mentioned played against Colin in some AAU ball. And they just keep trotting out guys who are 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", 6'8". I don't know what's in the water at Marshfield, but
it's clearly not here in Chippewa, though.
Dillon back at the right elbow, pulls it out to Kalinske. Kalinske driving baseline and whips a pass up top. Stepped on the end line, though. And the ball going back to Marshfield. Whether you're a contractor, a business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. H&R Electric, 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to support local sports. Right side, Henson, open look at a three. That one pops in and out, and Kalinske snares the rebound. Out to Grant Von Hayden. Von Hayden across the timeline, slows it down for a moment, then hits the accelerator down the left side of the lane out to Twyman. Twyman saves it back in bounds, but to the Marshfield Tigers. Pull on the run, goes in hard, and no call here. Blocking foul this time. Kalinske went down hard. He's getting back to his feet. Thought maybe Pohl would be called for his second offensive foul, but that time the block goes against Chi-High. 14-6, the Tigers with 10:24 to play, and Chris Pohl has 2 points and two free throws coming up. First one off the front of the rim and in. It is 15-6, Marshfield. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are always ready to serve you. County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Ketterer takes a break. Pull the second free throw off the front of the rim, and he gets a nice roll. 2 for 2 on that trip. It's 16-6. Chi-High down double digits to the Marshfield Tigers. Colin Nichols right wing. Swings in the corner. Kalinske. Kalinske picks up his dribble. Nice,
ooh, nice
pocket
pass.
Bounce pass to Colin Nichols, and Nichols will earn a trip to the line. That was quite a dime.
That was a nice pass.
Colin Nichols going to the line 4-2, looking for his first points tonight. Team fouls now even at 3 apiece. Nichols, the first attempt is perfect. 16-7. Second free throw coming up with 10:11 to go here in the first half. Chi-High trails by 9. Nichols, the second free throw, front of the rim out. And back to Marshfield as Pohl clears the rebound to Landon Lee. Lehigh on the left, goes behind his back down the lane, poked away by Nichols. Nichols gets it back on the run, has a one-on-one, soars to the rack, fouled again. And Nichols will go to the line shooting 2. Collins started that break with the theft and then goes in hard to the rim. Taking a hard seat there was Cameron Kolstad, the 6'2" sophomore who was trying to challenge Colin, kind of got the worst of that even while committing the foul. And Nichols' first free throw is good. He is 2 for 3 from the foul line. 16-8. Second free throw coming up here for the Chi-High senior with 9:57 to play. And that one rims out. 2 for 4 from the foul line. Colin Nichols. Cards down by 8 to the visiting Marshfield Tigers. Landon Lee up top. Leaves it right side. They'll find Pohl. Pohl thought about a 3. Goes to Hinson instead. Left block extended. Kick out Pohl. Snaps off a 3. Back rim. No. Dylan Beck goes high for that rebound. Outlet to Von Hayden. Von Hayden, Dylan Beck up top. The sophomore. Leaves on the right side for freshman Kobe Twyman. Some subs coming in for Chai High at the next juncture. I think we'll see Carter Berg for the first time tonight. Kalinske left side, Colin Nichols. They'll drop it down to Dylan Beck. Dylan Beck working at the right block, spins it out. Kalinske down the right side of the lane, working against Pohl. Goes up strong and draws the foul, and that's the second foul of the game on Chris Pohl. With 9:09 to go first half.
I like to see them attack the rim like that and not, you know, just settle for the 3-point.
And again, Kalinske's given up a good 7 inches, 6-7 inches in height to Pohl. But unafraid, and he hits the first free throw, 16-9. Connor Kalinske. Contact Chippewa Falls State Farm agent Michelle Mua at 715-726-1919 for life, home, car insurance, and more. Michelle and her team treat you like family with unforgettable service and great coverage. Get a free quote now, michellemua.com. That's State Farm agent Michelle Mua. Second free throw is good as well. Cards into double digits, 2 for 2. Connor Kalinske from the line. 9 seconds away from the halfway point of the first half. The Cards have fought back within a couple possessions here. Carter Berg, the 6'3" junior guard out there for Chai High. Conrad Gebauer back in as well for Coach Prue. Tipped pass up top, knocked away into the arms of Kobe Twyman. Chai High, a 2-on-1. Twyman down the lane, hangs, and his hit. That foul going against Hinson. And Chai High is gone to the line. What is this now? 4 straight trips now. They've gone to the line. And that's the best way to get back into a game with the clock stopped.
For sure. I like the spark that Kobe brings when he comes out on the court.
16-10. Twyman short on the first free throw. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. 3 generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. As Kobe Twyman, averaging 7.2 per game, is into the scoring column. As he hits the second free throw, 16-11, Chai High down 5. 8:43 to go. Cards now in a 2-3 zone look. Scoop down to Connect. Connect. Kick back out. Open look at a 3 from straight on. Front rim. No. Long rebound. Out to Chai High. Pick pocket by Landon Lee at midcourt, and Lee races to the rim for 2. 18-11. I believe that's the first basket for Landon Lee. It is the 5'11 senior who averages just under 15 per game. Pass knocked out of bounds. We'll stay with the Cards. Camden Kolstad, I believe, got a finger on that one. Cards will inbound from right in front of the Marshfield bench with 8:15 to play, trailing by 7, 18-11. Pretty competitive first half so far.
It really has been.
Carter Berg to inbound with Hinson dancing in front of him. Throw into the backcourt. This is going to be a long run for Dylan Beck. He'll track it down along the baseline, have to save it in bounds, but he can't touch it, and so it's right back to Marshfield and racing in for a dunk is Valen Ramberg. 22-11, Cards down 9. Gebauer in the backcourt drops it off for Kobe Twyman. Under 8 to go. Twyman shoved at midcourt, and that's going to be a foul on Landon Lee. The foul's starting to pick up a little bit here. And
gosh, I think that puts us into the bonus already.
Yeah, the Cards will go to the line yet again with 7:55 remaining. It'll be a 1-1 here for Kobe Twyman, who has 1 point so far. His team down 9 can pull him closer. First free throw is perfect for Kobe. Got a nice stroke. We're mentioning off the air before the game, shooting 46% from downtown. Sit 24 three-pointers, and again, that's certainly near the top of the state rankings as Twyman hits his second free throw, 20-13, the Cards. Again, a young player you mentioned. He's got a lot of excitement in his game.
He does. He comes out on the court like he's just super excited to be there. So it's fun to see that.
And I think that brings energy to everyone else, too.
Absolutely.
Kick into the right corner for a three. Long rebound kicked out back to Marshfield. Hinson swings to Landon Lee. Lee puts on the floor with the left hand out to Hinson. Snaps off a three straight on that one. Rims out and pulling down the rebound. Berg and another foul on Marshfield. And that one goes against Connect. And that is the team's eighth foul. We'll see how many that is on Connect. But Chi High will be shooting a 1-1. Down seven. That's the second on Ethan Connect. We'll see if he stays out there for Coach Chris Fisher. And Carter Berg will shoot a 1-1. His team down seven. Berg, the free throw. Front rim, no. Rebound pulled in by Ramberg. Upside, Landon Lee. Lee pulls it back out to Ramberg. Left block extended to Lee. Lee for three. Left corner, no. Long rebound. Tracking it down is Gebauer. Gebauer on the run. Goes hard to the rim. Couldn't get it to fall.
So close.
Good speed there by Conrad Gebauer. Tracking down that long rebound and taking it coast to coast. Just everything but the shot. Connect. Working in hard. Wraps a bounce pass from one block to the other. And Valen Ramberg tracks it down. Out to Landon Lee. Back to Ramberg. Ramberg outside the arc. Pulls it up at the right elbow. Lee in the right corner. Nice drop pass down low and an easy two for Camden Kolstad. Good screen work there by the Marshfield Tigers. 6:36 and counting to play here first half. Three subs coming in for Coach Jason Prue at the next stoppage. Dylan Beck, the sophomore, on the floor with the left hand. Picks up his dribble outside the arc. Finds Gebauer. Gebauer at the foul line. Backing down. Connect. Picked up the dribble. Looking for an outlet. Finds Twyman. Twyman up top is 6:15 to play. Chi High trailing by 9, 22-13. Dale Dillenbeck holding, puts it on the floor with the left hand, driving hard down the lane. His runner, no, knocked out of bounds and staying with Chi High with 6:03 remaining. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald High School Sports on WOGO for over three decades. White City Glass. Inbounds to Munson. Munson goes hard at the rim. No, knocked away by Marshfield. And the Tigers now on the run with Hinson. Hinson at the left block. Hits the brakes out to Landon Lee. Nice pass to Connect. He waits for everyone to go by him. Missed one point blank. But Hinson tracks down the offensive rebound. Out to Lee. Lee spots up a three. That one off the front of the rim. And a whistle and a foul down low. As Hinson battling on the boards, and Chi High is going to pick up a foul. It'll just be their fourth. So team fouls, eight for Marshfield, four for Chi High. They played a pretty clean game so far here, Kelly.
They really have. The hustle is there tonight.
Landon Lee up top, tipped pass. Munson had a fingertip on that one. Kolstad on the left wing. Hinson leaves for Landon Lee. Left block extended, backing his man down. Landon Lee, tough shot, tried to force one up and get a call. The ref says no. And oh, now we've got a technical, and I think that's going to be called on Landon Lee, who did not like the no call. And so again, Chi High has been going to the line pretty much every trip here, and now they'll get a technical free throw. And Owen Munson will be at the line to shoot that with 5:21 to play. Free throw for Munson is good. Gonna make the most of these opportunities.
Did you think that was a good no call, Caleb?
Yes. But I mean, I do see things through cardinal colored glasses. But yeah. I can understand Landon Lee being upset. But I side with the black and white on that one.
Yeah, didn't seem like much, but.
Munson hits the pair of free throws, and Chi High has possession, so you've got a chance at a 4 or 5 point possession here if you can get a bucket. Grant Von Hayden down the lane, and he draws another foul, and that is the third on Ethan Connect. Cards down 7, 22-15, 5:13 to play, and Grant Von Hayden will go to the line.
Gosh, these free throws are just so important.
Double bonus for the final 5:13 as well. Shooting foul, of course, here. But Von Hayden going to the line, shooting the first of two, and he hits the first. Well, plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies, they don't take days off, and neither does Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. They're available 24-7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com. Second free throw is good for Grant Von Hayden. And so Von Hayden makes it 22-17, Chi High within five. Just over 5 minutes to play here. Right side Hinson. We're against that Cardinal zone. Runner in the lane, too strong. Rebound packed out, and Munson now on the run. Munson right wing, slides it down to Gebauer at the right block. Kick out Colin Nichols. Pocket three, right corner, rims in and out. Offensive rebound, Gebauer. Kick out for a three from the left wing, rims out off the backside. Gebauer, another offensive rebound. Tipped into the backcourt. Munson left wing. Leads for Grant Von Hayden. Chi-High's got a spark here tonight.
They do. I like to see the enthusiasm from the bench down here, too.
Offensive foul called on the Cards, I believe, for an illegal screen, so that'll nullify the three-point attempt by Munson. But a five-point game with 4:27 left. Cale Dillenbeck will come in. That was the fifth whistle against Chi-High and the second against Conrad Gebauer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, here to help. Located behind Burger King, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, your local choice for vehicle repair, body work, tires, and beautiful detailing. Free car wash with every oil change. That's Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Hinson up top on the right side. Back to Hinson. Deep three, straight on, well short. Long rebound out to Chi-High, and Von Hayden on the run. He's got a 2-on-1, drops it down to Dillenbeck. Dillenbeck has his shot blocked out of bounds. Good recovery on that play by Valen Ramberg. But again, you just love what Chi-High is doing, unafraid to go to the rack. Connect out, and Magnus Mokhtan, another 6'6" player, a senior, comes in. Inbounds, kick out, look at a three for Chi-High, splash it in!
You know, they're all tall, but they're not, it's not like they're tiny. You know, sometimes when you have a whole lineup that's super tall like that, they're not real big, but these guys are all big.
22-20, and I did not write down who hit that three for Chi-High, as the Cards couldn't quite snare down the offensive rebound. Was that Munson or was that Von Hayden?
Von Hayden hit that one.
So there we go for Grant with 5 points. And Marshfield on the other side with a drive to make it a four-point game. We have a whistle, and Chi-High is going to go to the line for two once again, shooting the double bonus with 3:18 to play. It'll be Cale Dillenbeck at the line in a 24-20 ball game. Dillenbeck, the first free throw is good. One possession game once again. Cale Dillenbeck, his first points. Ramberg just picked up his second for the Tigers. Dillenbeck, second free throw, gets a nice hometown roll. 24-22. Chi-High within a single bucket of the Marshfield Tigers. Up top, Kolstad. Okay, Hinson, a drop high post. Joey Ketter in the left corner. Works back up top, Kolstad. Back to Ketterer. Hard drive in the paint, and Ketterer will draw a foul. That's Chi-High's sixth, but a shooting foul. With 2:53 left to play, 24-22 Marshfield, and Ketterer at the line looking for his first points. And that whistle for Chi-High was against Kalinske, his second. And the last one to give for Chi-High. Bonus the rest of the way for Marshfield. First free throw's no good. And Kobe Twyman comes in for Kalinske. 2:53 to play here, and dare I say it, Kelly, there's a possibility Chi-High could have the lead here at halftime. Second free throw is good for Joey Ketterer. I feel like I might have jinxed something. So
yeah, I know. I'm afraid to comment on that because I feel like it could
if
go sideways
both don't
on
say
us.
It, Grant Von Hayden, right wing. Up top, Munson. Munson for three. Splash it in. And we have a tie game. 25-25. Owen Munson, his first triple, his 39th of the season. 2.5 minutes to go. Chi-High and Marshfield knotted up. Hinson left wing, working against the Cardinal zone. Right side, Ketterer. Up top, back to Hinson on the left. Work to Kolstad. He'll try a three. That one rims in. Amden Kolstad makes it 28-25. Just over 2 minutes to go here, first half. Across the logo at midcourt, Grant Von Hayden, the junior, finds Dillenbeck left wing. He's working against Ramberg. Dillenbeck puts it on the floor, pulls it up at the left block. Stinks it out left wing to Von Hayden. Von Hayden down the lane, runner high off the glass. Couldn't get it to roll down. Long rebound kicked out, and Ketterer on the run, and he'll slam it home with two hands. 30-25, Joey Ketterer. 94 seconds to play, first half. Cards down five. Game was tied at 25 a moment ago. Kobe Twyman for three. Back rim, no. Rebound pulled down by Marshfield and Valen Ramberg. Hinson up top. Over to Ramberg on the left wing. Kolstad against Twyman. As I mentioned, this is a little bit of a danger zone here for Chi-High. You don't want to give up a run to Marshfield. And a three from the right wing for Kolstad. Cards down 8, 33-25. Under a minute to play here in the first half. Hinson against Grant Von Hayden. Right side, Dillenbeck. Dillenbeck for Von Hayden straight up. 50 seconds to play in the first half. 8-point ball game, 33-25. Cards down 8. Colin Nichols right wing. Nichols shoots it to Munson. Munson quick trigger on a 3 left wing. That one too strong. Rebound pulled in by Ramberg. Ramberg across the timeline. Left block, doubled, pulls it up, and fouled with 30 seconds to play. Well, if you'd like to be a part of the WOGO sports team working in audio and video production for high school sports, apply today for an immediate part-time position with flexible hours. Contact Greg Stewart, WOGO sports director. That's G Stewart at WWIB.com or call 715-723-1037 as Ramberg hits the first free throw to make it 34-25. How quickly things can change. Tied at 25, a 9-point, and now a 10-point run for the Marshfield Tigers. As Ramberg hits a pair of free throws there. 25 seconds to go. Grant Von Hayden up top, working against his zone now. 18 seconds. 35-25, cards down 10. Left side, Kobe Twyman with 10 seconds to play. Twyman, the freshman, a bounce to Von Hayden. Von Hayden to the right corner, Munson for three. That one off the side of the rim. No, long rebound, track down by Twyman. Had it, knocked it out of bounds. And we will end the first half with a 35-25 score. Marshfield up by 10, but the Cardinals showing some fight. Here in the first half, we'll step out and be back in 3 minutes with your halftime show, stats, highlights, analysis, and more. This is WOGO Sports coverage of Chi-High Basketball.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls. Visit chippewa-auto.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Left corner, Chafee. She goes left baseline, puts up the shot, and good.
Cooper Mittermeier wide open for three.
Oh, he's feeling it tonight. A trifecta of triples.
And here comes Chi High right now. Jackson LeMay comes in and buries it. In behind the goaltender, Deuce.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Halftime here in Chippewa Falls on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, WOGO.com on your radio dial, and WOGO Sports live video stream via WOGO Sports on YouTube. Subscriptions certainly appreciated to that new channel. Spread the word. Caleb Swenson, Kelly Nichols with you. And competitive first half, again, against a 13-5 Marshfield team. Chi High 0-19 on the season, and this is a Marshfield team that two of those losses came to big-time schools from Ohio, and as we mentioned coming into this game, this is a team that certainly has a chance to be playing at the Kohl Center in March, and so Chi High's hanging right with them here in the first half, and again, what was it, before I opened my big mouth, we got a tie game at 25, less than 2 minutes to play.
Yeah, they came out with great intensity tonight, and, you know, they've limited turnovers, they've taken good shots, they've been not afraid to go to the rim, even with the, you know, 6'7", 6'8", 6'9" players down there. So it's been a good first half.
When you count them here, and again, height is not everything, but it certainly helps. And again, when you're a Chi High team that doesn't have a lot of height, too, when you've got, I'm just counting here, 3, 4, five guys 6'6" and taller. Right. On this Marshfield roster. I mean, five guys 6'6" or taller. I mean, and we've seen all of them play so far. I mean, 6'6", 6'6", 6'6", 6'7", 6'8". It's quite a lengthy lineup for Coach Chris Fisher. And then when you have phenomenal guards and all that to not prop up Marshfield, but to say Chi High's battling right with them and saying, hey, it doesn't matter what we're going up against. We're going to give it everything we've got, and really like the way they're getting to the free throw line, especially.
Yes, and then I think there's a couple guys with 2 and 3 fouls already that are, you know, kind of pivotal players for them. So could be an interesting second half.
When you look at the leading scorers for both sides here, I think I did miss a basket somewhere in there for Marshfield, but I've got Brooks Hinson down for 8 and Camden Kolstad for 8. He hit a couple big three-pointers at the end of that half that helped spark a 10-0 run for Marshfield to break that 25-25 tie and make it 35-25 here at the half. But 7 different players have scored for Marshfield, so Kolstad and Hinson unofficially with 8 apiece, 4 for Connect, Ramberg, and Pohl, 3 for Joey Ketterer, 2 for Landon Lee to round out the scoring for the Marshfield Tigers. And the other side, for Chi High, Grant Von Hayden averages 5.4 points per game. He's almost doubled that in the first half, Kelly. He has 9 points in the first half. Just a phenomenal game. And Grant's one of those players that, again, is just completely unafraid to take it into the hoop.
He is. He's fun to watch. He's, you know, he's a soccer player, and sometimes you see a little glimpse of that, you know, soccer edge out there on the court. He's fun to watch.
Also, Owen Munson with 5 points, 3 for Kobe Twyman, 2 for Colin Nichols, 2 for Conrad Gebauer, 2 for Cale Dillenbeck, 2 for Connor Kalinske. And when you look at the first half here, I'll just count up real quickly, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 13 made free throws for Chi High. So of their 25 points, 13 have come from the foul line. That has been an absolute key factor here in the first half.
Yes, that is huge. Last night we struggled a little bit at the free throw line. So it's good to see that improvement tonight too.
Let's hear how the first half sounded. Your halftime highlights on WOGO Sports. Kick out to Munson. Flip out Grant Von Hayden, the junior, down the lane, and Chi High leads 2-0. Has a pretty floater from about 6 feet out.
I love when he shoots that. It seemed like in the beginning of the season he got that shot a little bit more often than he has now as the season has progressed.
Back in the left corner, working against 6'8 Chris Pohl. Dylan Beck at the left elbow, out to Colin Nichols, the senior. Grant Von Hayden high on the right. Von Hayden puts on the floor. He's got a quick first step, goes high off the glass, over the top of Pohl for two. Another 6'6" player, a senior, comes in. Inbounds, kick out, look at a three for Chi High, splash it in!
You know, they're all tall, but they're not, it's not like they're tiny. You know, sometimes when you have a whole lineup that's super tall like that, they're not real big, but these guys are all big. Because I feel like it could go sideways on us.
It, then. Grant Von Hayden, right wing. Up top, Munson. Munson for three! Splash it in! And we have a tie game! That's how the first half sounded. Second half coming up in 2 minutes on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Kelly Nichols, Chi High Basketball on WOGO Sports. Back in two.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
The winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine's exclusive in-house boat show. From February 6th to 16th in Chippewa Falls, discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons. Enjoy 15% off all parts and accessories and take advantage of our in-house financing. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Second half starting. Welcome back to Chi High Basketball on WOGO, WOGO Radio, and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Kelly Nichols with you. Our radio producer, Zach Wycheck, back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Sam Averly, our on-site video producer here at Chi High. 10-point ball game. Marshfield will start off with the basketball, and they'll try an alley-oop lob play to Brooke Pohl. He'll miss it, and Chris Pohl, excuse me, from Brooks Hinson, and Chi High comes out with a rebound after a little bit of a battle.
I don't know if you noticed, Kayla, but when the boys came out of the locker room tonight, there was a little bit of a fire and some smiles and some high-fiving. So hopefully they come out with the same attitude in the second half that they had in the first.
And again, when you get to play one of these top-tier teams, and again, people probably not really expecting you to do a whole lot against a Tigers team. I think when it's kind of an us-against-the-world mentality, sometimes that can really galvanize a team as well, too. And we've seen, again, an excellent first half. Chi High just battling and staying in this one as Nichols in the paint. Runner is good. Colin Nichols pulls Chi High back within single digits. 35-27. That's Colin's first field goal. He has 4 points. 3 from the right corner. Too strong, and Nichols snares the rebound. Again, could be some foul trouble here in the second half for Marshfield if the Cards are able to keep attacking. Nichols up top. Swings left side. Dillenbeck thought about a 3 against Chris Pohl. Instead takes him into the lane. Needs to get out of there quickly to avoid the 3-second count. Finds Gabe Bauer. Gabe Bauer had a couple fouls that minimized some of his playing time in the first half. Nichols up top. Snaps off a 3. Splash it! Colin Nichols for 3. And Colin now has 7 points. A whistle on the other side. So excited. Again, apologies to our YouTube viewing audience. I forget to update the score. It is now 35-30. Cards, a 5-0 run. Inbounds to Hinson, the right corner, out to Landon Lee, back to Hinson. Puts on the floor with the left hand, drops to Chris Pohl. Lee swings left side. Joey Ketterer. Ketterer gets it back. Munson out on him. Landon Lee up top for Marshfield. 2 minutes in the second half. Cards have gone on a 5-0 run to start the second half. Chris Pohl, kick out right side up to Hinson. He's got a wide open look at a 3, and that one rims in and out. Offense rebound, Ketterer, and he's blocked by Gabauer, who will pick up his third foul with 15:47 to play. Conrad Gabauer not letting Marshfield get an easy bucket there as Ketterer was able to sneak down low and grab that offensive rebound. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals. They give great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. Ketterer hits the first free throw. He now has 4 points in the game. 36-30, full two-possession lead for Marshfield. Second free throw is good as well. 37-30. As a team, Marshfield shoots 70% from the foul line. Colin Nichols up top. Gabauer left side from Grant Von Hayden. Kale Dillenbeck, right wing, finds Munson. Munson snaps off a 3. He's got another one! Owen Munson.
There was really nice movement in that possession. They came off those screens and
37-33. Marshfield up just 4. Pohl to answer for 3. That one rims in and out. And going up high for the rebound is Colin Nichols. Gabauer left wing. Gabauer up top between the wheels. Swings for Grant Von Hayden. Von Hayden attacking into the paint. Pass thrown away and a whistle and a foul. Preventing the break. Von Hayden reached in on Joey Ketterer. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane and fuels always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by the office in Chippewa Falls, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Cards down 4, 37-33, 14:49, and counting to go, second half. Marshfield with the basketball, moving left to right here in the second half. Ketterer in the left corner. Out to Brooks Hinson. Work back out to Ketterer. He'll snap off a 3 straight on. That's an air ball. And possession back to Chi High. Colin Nichols to inbound. Looks like some full court man-to-man pressure here for the Tigers. Inbounds to Dillenbeck. He's immediately trapped. Dillenbeck looking for help, and he's going to get a little bailed out with a foul here. And we'll see. They get Hinson with that one. Tigers, after allowing Chi High into the double bonus in the first half, had not committed a foul in the second half. That's their first. Cards have committed 3 infractions so far here in the second half. Nichols picks up his dribble in the backcourt, looking for help, shoots across the timeline to Dillenbeck, right back to Colin. Nichols at the left elbow, out to Dillenbeck. Leaves for Grant Von Hayden against Landon Lee. Gabe Bauer puts it on the floor with the right hand. Kick out Colin Nichols. Had 5 points already here in the second half, 7 for the game. Grant Von Hayden, the junior, up top, gets a screen from Gabe Bauer, rolls to the basket. Von Hayden working the pivot foot, looking for help, trying to avoid a 5-second count. Gets it to Kale Dillenbeck, back to Von Hayden. They'll reset near midcourt. Under 14 minutes to play. Von Hayden down the lane, high off the ground! scores. He did it again. The teardrop runner off the window. And it's a two-point game. Grant Von Hayden has 11 points. Colin Nichols steps in front of a pass. Knocks in the arms of Von Hayden. And we have a whistle and a foul. Offensive foul called against Chi High as I think someone ran over Landon Lee. Cards were on the move there, Kelly. Down two. And didn't see what happened, but Landon Lee ended up on the deck. And Conrad Gebauer unfortunately called for that one. That's his four. So the Card's going to lose some height here with the 6'5 Gebauer having to take a seat.
There was a little bit of Conrad being in the wrong place when at the wrong time there, I think. Just kind of made a little contact there.
Two-point ball game. Again, it has been quite a run for Chi High. 10-2 to start the second half. 13:20 to go. A lot of game time left here. Landon Lee up top. Swings into the right corner. That's Joey Ketterer. Up top, Brooks Hinson. Hinson finds pole. Foul line. Jumper is good. Smooth shot there from the 6'8", Chris Pohl. He's just a junior. So Wisconsin Valley Conference is going to have to contend with him for another year. 39-35, the Tigers. 5 minutes and change here into the second half. Colin Nichols finds a cutting Kalinske into the left corner, Cale Dillenbeck. Up top, Grant Von Hayden. Von Hayden puts on the floor with the right hand at the foul line. Out to Owen Munson. Kalinske works his way down to the hoop. Called for... Foul first. I was going to say, I thought they whistled him for a travel here, but I just saw the official making one motion and misinterpreted it. So that's the second team foul on Marshfield here in the second half. Cards have committed four. Ketterer out, Kolstad in. Kolstad had a nice first half, 8 points by the unofficial tally, including a couple threes. Inbounds to Owen Munson. Munson comes to a jump stop, tough shot in the lane from 8 feet out. Rebound to the Tigers. 12 and a half to go. Hinson up top at the left elbow, kick out left corner. Landon Lee to Pohl. Pohl, a little push shot from 8 feet is good. Four straight points for Chris Pohl. He has eight, 41-35. Cards down six. Kobe Twyman about to check back into this game. Dylan back left wing. Finds Colin Nichols straight on. Right side, Grant Von Hayden against Landon Lee. Cale Dillenbeck works against Chris Pohl. Leaves it right side. Kalinske thought about a three. Step back for Colin Nichols. Guarded by fellow senior Hinson. Right side, Von Hayden. He'll put on the floor with the left hand. He's got a quick first step. Leaves it for Dillenbeck. Back to Von Hayden. Swings to the right corner. Kalinske trying to drop into the post, and a kick called against the Tigers. Kobe Twyman will come into this game. Dillenbeck will take a seat. Freshman in for sophomore. 11:42 to play here in the first half. Second half, excuse me. We will update that. Drive in hard for Chi High. And Kalinske makes it a four-point game. Kalinske, that's his first field goal. He has 4 points. Cards down 41-37. Drive in hard. A miss by Ramberg. Knocked out of bounds. Going to Chi High. 11:20 to play. Cards within a couple possessions, facing some full court pressure defense. Inbounds to Owen Munson. Munson near his own baseline. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. Gets it across the logo at midcourt with a crossover. Left side for Kalinske. Working off a screen, Kalinske out to Kobe Twyman. Kobe up top, leaves left side for Colin Nichols. It's Brooks Hinson. Nichols jab steps. Up top, Grant Von Hayden. Von Hayden drives into the paint, stripped on the way to the hoop, and Hinson coming the other way for the Marshfield Tigers. Hinson at the foul line, picked up his dribble, flips back out to Landon Lee. Lee, nice bounce pass down low, and a point-blank miss by Ramberg. He gets it back and is fouled. Oh, Ramberg missed a bunny from the left, but got it back on the other side, and Valen Ramberg, the 6'7" junior, will be at the line shooting a pair here with a four-point lead. Kalinske picked up his third. It's the fifth on Chi High. Two whistles so far here in the second half against Marshfield. Ramberg hits the first free throw. It's time. Time to call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Offensive rebound. Hinson And he'll score off the missed free throw. Hinson hadn't scored for a bit. He now is into double digits, and it's 44-37 Marshfield. Ball knocked out of bounds, last touched by the Marshfield Tigers again. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707, 839-0707, or wurzgalla.com. Von Hayden, right block extended, drops down to Kalinske. Kick out Von Hayden. Now we have a whistle. Foul against Marshfield, their third. And we'll see who this one goes against. I think they're going to get Landon Lee with that, his third. So again, some of these key players for the Tigers, Kelly.
I know. I think Ramberg has three as well.
Missed shot by Munson to kick out, and Colin Nichols takes care of it. Munson in the right corner, straddling the three-point arc. Picked up his dribble, finds Kalinske. Kalinske outside the arc, jabbing out to Von Hayden. And Von Hayden, the junior, holds, loops left side. Nice touch pass down low from Colin Nichols, and Munson finishes for two. Good work there by the Cards.
That was pretty.
Owen Munson approaching double digits for Chi High. 44-39. 9:40 to play. Pull. Kick out left side. Out beyond the arc. Pull gets it back. Left block extended. He'll pull up from 15 feet. That one rims in and out. Knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Ramberg. And going back to the Cards. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check in the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. The Check Law Office in Chippewa Falls. The inbounds ball knocked away out of bounds back to Chi High. And Colin Nichols will take a few steps to his left and inbound again. Bounce pass to Munson, and Munson throws it away. Pohl has it deep in the paint. Goes up strong, too strong. Missed, got his own rebound. Challenge by Colin Nichols, who got a big piece of that one. Colin Nichols, 6'5 against 6'8 Pohl, and he just sent his shot back the other way. Scrabble for the basketball, loose along the baseline, knocked out of bounds almost. Chi High gets it back near midcourt, and a timeout taken by Coach Jason Pruitt to set something up. 9:03 to play. We've got a good one brewing here. Chi High down 5. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
We serve to serve again, Wurzgalla Company.
Chi High Basketball on WOGO. Caleb Swenson, Kelly Nichols with you on 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Live audio streaming and podcast. If you want to watch the video live broadcast of tonight's game, WOGO Radio on Facebook, or even better, on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Don't forget to subscribe. WOGO Sports on YouTube. Past the halfway point of the second half. Cards down 44-39. Kobe Twyman, 4-3, right corner. And that one rimmed out. Hard set up a good look for three from the freshman Twyman, and the rim just not kind at times. Ramberg driving baseline, tried to throw it down, missed it. Offensive rebound put back is good for Chris Pohl. 46-39. 8.5 minutes to go. Twyman in the lane. His runner rims in and out. Oh, my goodness. The rims are not supposed to do that on your home court.
Not at all.
Hinson gets by his man, drives in hard, and lays it in for two. A little 4-0 run for the Marshfield Tigers. Whistle far side of the floor. Ball knocked out of bounds. Cards will inbound. Kale Dillenbeck's going to come in for Kolinsky with 8:12 to play. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, here to help. Located behind Burger King, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, your local choice for vehicle repair, body work, tires, and beautiful detailing. Free car wash with every oil change. Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Grant Von Hayden being ridden hard as he crossed the foul line, or excuse me, the midcourt line. And Landon Lee just picked up that foul, and I think that's his fourth.
I think you're right.
Team fouls now almost even. Chi High's committed 5. Tigers committed 4. Grant Von Hayden against Landon Lee is going to stay out there right now for Coach Chris Fisher. That's your second leading score if you're Marshfield with 4 fouls with almost 8 minutes to play. Kobe Twyman at the left elbow shoots it out. Kale Dillenbeck, 48-39. Cards down 9. Dillenbeck in the paint, wheeling, looking for help. Floats it out to Grant Von Hayden. Von Hayden beyond the arc. Dillenbeck, the sophomore, up top. Kale Dillenbeck puts it on the floor with the right hand. Scoots it out to Kobe Twyman. Out to Grant Von Hayden. Holding up between the wheels. Right side, Colin Nichols against Chris Pohl. Nichols up top to Grant Von Hayden. Von Hayden gets by his man hard at the glass. He did it again. Grant Von Hayden, that first step burst. And Chi High within 7. 48-41. Has to be one of the better games of the season for Grant Von Hayden.
He's been in his bag tonight. For sure.
Whistle on Dillenbeck as he was posted up by Chris Pohl, and Pohl will earn a trip to the foul line. 6th foul on the cards. It'll be a shooting foul. And Dillenbeck just really kind of won that battle before the pass even came to him, as he really had Kale kind of back down. First free throw is good for Chris Pohl. It's a tough matchup, but Kale Dillenbeck battling hard against Pohl, who has 7 points in the second half, 11 for the game. 49-41, cards down 8. If you'd like to be part of the WOGO sports team working in audio and video production for high school sports, you can apply today for an immediate part-time position. Flexible hours, paid work, of course. Contact Greg Stewart, WOGO Sports Director, gstewart at wwib.com, or call 715-723-1037. Colin Nichols for 3! Got another one! Colin Nichols on fire here in the second half. How about Colin Nichols with 2 made threes? Cards down just 6, 50-44. Kick for Hinson. Hinson missed one off the front of the iron. Now Chi High wants to run with Munson. Munson right wing against Kolstad. Pulls it back up top. Kobe Twyman. 6:20 to go. 6-point ball game. Grant Von Hayden up top. Right side, Kale Dillenbeck. Dillenbeck to Colin Nichols, fake the 3, takes it down the left side of the lane, pulls up from 10 feet, won't rim in, offensive rebound the cards, Kale Dillenbeck out to Nichols, Nichols attacking into the paint, Nichols goes in hard, rolls it in for 2, Colin Nichols makes it a 4-point game. Under 6 minutes to go, 2/3 of the way through the second half, Chi High trailing Marshfield 50-46, right side Kolstad. Swings on the left wing. Back to Kolstad. Chi High in their zone. On the right, Hinson. Hinson wide open for 3, and that's good. Too good of a look for too good of a player.
Absolutely.
53-46. Grant Von Hayden down the right side of the lane. Out to Munson. 5:20 to go. Von Hayden has it back up top. Wins for Kobe Twyman. Twyman guarded by Hinson. Colin Nichols. Flip back out to Kobe. 5:11 to go. 53-46 Marshfield. Kale Dillenbeck in the left corner. Drops it down for Munson. Munson goes up hard. No call. And Munson gets quickly back to his feet. Shot missed. And Marshfield going the other way. Cards thought they could have got a foul there, I think. And instead, Hinson down the lane. A runner for 2. And it's 55-46.
It seems like maybe Hinson wants to take this into his own hands here.
Runner coming the other way. Grant Von Hayden with the answer. Timeout on the floor. Grant Von Hayden once again pressing the issue in the paint. 4:37 to play, 7-point game. We'll step out and be back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to Chi High Basketball on WOGO Sports. Good to have you with us, Caleb Swenson, Kelly Nichols. Here at Chi High, 4:37 to play, 7-point game. Cards trail 55-48. Marshfield with the basketball, moving left to right here in the second. Joy Ketterer has come back into the game. Kolstad to Ketterer, left wing. Hinson trying to take over this game. His three comes up short. Dylan Beck skies for the rebound and rips it down. Out to Von Hayden. The Cards will run. Von Hayden to Twyman. Twyman, quick trigger on a three. Left corner. Oh, he splashed it. Kobe Twyman makes it a 4-point game. That'll get the crowd on its feet. Kobe Twyman. He has 6 points. 4 minutes to go. Twyman up top against Kolstad. Kolstad swings right side. Ketterer to the right corner. Brooks Hinson. Ketterer up top with 3:47 to play. Drop down in the paint. Colin Nichols, another steal. Nichols looking for help. Drops it back to Von Hayden across the timeline. 55-51. Cards down four. 3:36 to play. Left side, Cale Dillenbeck outside the arc against Chris Pohl. Finds Von Hayden. Von Hayden has a team-high 15 points. Trying to go by Ketterer. Right block extended. Von Hayden wheeling. Goes in hard. Runner is good! Oh, my goodness! Von Hayden is in his bag tonight! 17 for Grant. 3:12 to go. 2-point game. Cards trailing 55-53 to the Marshfield Tigers.
That one definitely fired up our student section over there.
Brooks Hinson, 4-3. That one rims out. Munson with the rebound. Cards a chance to tie or take the lead. Under 3 minutes to go. Down two. Von Hayden up top. Colin Nichols left wing. Nichols puts on the floor with the right hand. Driving down the lane. High off the glass. No. Rebound pulled down by Valen Ramberg. 2:37 to play. Cards need to lock in defensively here. They can't commit another foul without sending Marshfield to the line. Tigers have committed four. 2:27 to go. And clearly Marshfield here looking to run some clock. Just a 2-point game. Chris Pohl had the foul line kick to Hintz in the left corner. Ketterer up top to Kolstad. Kolstad holding against Kobe Twyman. Back out to Ketterer. 2:10 to play. Trying to extend this Chi High defense. Pull up top between the wheels. 55-53. Marshfield leads by two. Under 2 minutes now to go.
This is where the debate about the shot clock in high school always comes into play.
The thing
play.
Is, whenever we're ahead in a situation like this, I keep my mouth shut. When we're behind,
absolutely.
Then you kind of say, Wisconsin maybe should look at a shot clock.
Absolutely.
1:43 to go. Pass to Ketterer down low. Good closeout by Dillenbeck, prevented an easy layup. Ketterer in the left corner. Again, definitely a stall here for Marshfield. See what Chi High chooses to do if they send a 70% free throw shooting team to the line. Ramberg up top to Kolstad. Minute 20 to go. Again, this has been, what, close to a 90-second possession?
Yeah, for sure.
Brooks Hinson up top. Cards hoping for a mistake from the Tigers, but they may need to foul quickly here to try to extend this game. Hinson certainly not the person you want to put on the line, and a timeout taken as Hinson is trapped far side of the floor with a minute 5 to play. 30-second break, and we're back here on WOGO Sports in a 2-point ball game.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, Building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Caleb Swenson, Kelly Nichols with you, and a bit of an unexpected thriller here, but we'll take it. 55-53, the Marshfield Tigers lead your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Just over a minute to play in the game, Kelly, and Marshfield again with Chi High unable to foul without sending the Tigers to the foul line has milked this clock for all it's worth. We've got, what, a minute five on the clock, and you have to decide here. You're going to, of course, jump the passing lanes, but how quickly do you foul if Marshfield's able to get this one inbound safely? And when do you want to try to extend the game? But you're certainly hoping for the Tigers to make an error here.
Absolutely, and I'm sure they're eyeballing which one they want to shoot the free throws as well.
They'll line up straight across the floor. Landon Lee, playing with four fouls, will inbound. Throws in the backcourt to Kolstad with a minute four to play to Brooks Hinson. Hinson's
probably not the one we want to foul, but
Landon Lee left side. They'll find Pohl, and Colin Nichols comes out on him. 52 seconds to play, and now the foul, and Pohl will go to the line. He shot from the charity stripe quite well tonight, has four made free throws. We'll see if a broadcaster jinx works here with 51.6 remaining. Again, this is just a 1-1. A miss here from Pohl could give the ball back to Chi High, assuming, of course, that they're able to secure the rebound. And that's not easy against a Tiger team with a lot of length.
Absolutely.
But hoping for a miss here. 55-53, the Marshfield Tigers. Pull the junior at the line, and he hits the first free throw. So it's a full one-possession lead. Chris Pohl's had a phenomenal second half with 9 points, 13 on the night. Gabe Bauer and Kalinske come in for Twyman and Munson. 51.6 on the clock. This for Pohl to try to make it a two-possession lead for the Marshfield Tigers. Free throw rims out. Cale Dillenbeck couldn't quite handle it. Oh,
darn it.
It was there. Just a squirted through Dillenbeck's hands, and now Nichols is going to have to foul Hinson with 44.3 to play. And again, maybe that was the mistake you were looking for Chi High. The missed free throw, one possession game, and just it came off the rim awkwardly, and Cale had it for a moment, couldn't quite handle it, and now Hinson at the line. Still a 1-1 here. Free throw is good. And a player like that, you're not expecting, you're hoping for a miss, but not expecting it.
No, not at all. He's a great shooter.
Still a lot of time left for the Cards, 44.3. Down four, possibly five, pending this free throw from Brooks Hinson. And he rims it in. Got a lot of iron, but Chi High down five now with 40 seconds to play and a timeout taken by Coach Jason Prue with 41.1 left. Full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. This is Chi High Basketball.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Well, what a treat of a game we've had here tonight. Chi High battling to the finish against Marshfield. 41.1 seconds left. Marshfield, thanks to the free throws from Brooks Hinson, has made it a 5-point game, 58-53. The Cards with the basketball. Colin Nichols will inbound just from the left of the scorer's table. And Chi High down five. Nichols finds Kobe Twyman up top against Ramberg. Twyman shoots left side, Munson. Munson for three, rims in and out. Dillenbeck not quite able to battle the ball away from Pohl. 30 seconds left. Hinson trapped in the backcourt, trying to get away, slides a bounce pass to Landon Lee. Lee all the way across the floor to Ramberg, and we have a whistle and a foul first, I think.
No, I think it's a timeout.
Timeout with 25.1 seconds left, so a timeout on the floor. We'll take a 30-second break as well, back in half a minute on WOGO.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Welcome back to Chi High Basketball on WOGO Sports. 25.1 seconds left. Marshfield with the ball and the lead, 58-53. Still one more foul in the single bonus for Chi High to give. Caleb Swenson, Kelly Nichols with you on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Inbounds to Pohl, and Pohl's going to run one up to the rim with a two-handed slam. 60-53. Well executed inbound there.
Boy, he made that look really easy.
Twyman up top. 14 seconds to play. Twyman step back for three and doesn't quite nick the front of the rim. That was a tough shot there for Kobe. 9.3 seconds left. 60-53, Marshfield.
It does look like the Chi High coaches are arguing that one was tipped, but the refs didn't see it, I don't think.
And so it will be Tigers basketball. Chi High full court man-to-man, inbounds to Landon Lee, throws ahead to Pohl. Pohl looking for another dunk, and he will get another dunk hanging on that rim, pounding it home for a 62-53 lead. And that'll do it here as the clock runs out. Chi High falls by nine. But a game that Marshfield, I think, Kelly, is going to say, we feel pretty fortunate to come out of Chippewa Falls with a win as the Cards took them down to the wire.
My gosh, I guess so. And a game that the Cards can feel super proud of because they played their hearts out there.
We'll come back after this with the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Don't go away. We'll have lots of highlights from the second half, stats analysis, and a talk with head coach Jason Prue as well. That's all ahead in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports as the Cards fall 62-53 in a phenomenal game against Marshfield. Back in two.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls. Visit Chippewa-Auto.com.
Postglass postgame show brought to you by Postglass and Mir in Chippewa Falls. Head coach Jason Prue joins us. And Coach, Kelly and I were just saying off the air here, that may be one of the finest performances from your team so far in this season. One of the best teams in the state, and you guys took them absolutely down to the wire.
Yeah, I'm really, really proud of our efforts and the way we played and the way we stuck together. And we 25-25, and they went on that 10-0 run to kind of end the first half. And then we came in the locker room, and we talked about things, and we came out really hot in the second half with our defense and offense. It was just really fun to see the guys respond.
And that's the thing, Coach, because it could have been fold the tent in. Again, we're tied at 25, and oh, here it goes. And kind of, oh, we expected this. They go on a 10-0 run. Instead, you guys went on a 10-2 run to start the second half. You punched back, and first half was more of a slow the game down, slog it up a little bit, get them in foul trouble. You hit 13 free throws in the first half. Then the second half, the offense started flowing a little bit more, too, and so we saw, again, some really good things. And overall, you guys cut down the turnovers. I mean, just a lot of really bright spots in this game.
Yeah, this is a group of guys that's deserving of this, and they put themselves in a good position tonight. I thought offensively the actions that we ran were really good. I feel like I take some of the stuff offensively. I've given them too much stuff just to try to get them into stuff, and we scaled back tonight, and I thought the actions that we ran were really, really good, and we were finishing off of them. And then defensively, I think we did a good job switching between man and zone and on dead balls and made shots. We were going back into a zone, and I felt like the whole second half we got to be able to be in that zone, and that I feel like gave Marshfield some troubles.
And really, too, again, we talked before the game, this is a huge team for Marshfield. Five guys, 6 foot six or better, and there was just no fear from your team, whether it's Grant Von Hayden just taking it to the rack at every chance, Colin Nichols blocking a 6 foot eight player at the rim. I mean, and again, just the rebounding, your team just was not intimidated, and it showed.
Yeah, we played with a different confidence tonight, and it was cool to see Colin get things going there towards the end, especially with the shots he was hitting and getting to the basket and the defense that he provided on those bigger guys. And then Grant is fearless, one of the toughest kids in the state, just the way he does things. And it was cool to see him get in there with the trees and do all that stuff. Conrad took a charge in the first half. That was big. That was good. I'm just overall proud of everybody.
Coach, it was a lot of fun. Thanks for a great entertaining basketball game on a Saturday night.
All right, it was good.
Head coach Jason Prue, appreciate his time as always here on the Postglass Postgame Show, brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We've got some highlights to bring you in just a few moments, so we'll be back in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports. Again, the Postglass Postgame Show brought to you by Postglass and Mirror. They are now hiring for autoglass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. We're back in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Welcome back, Chi High Basketball and WOGO Sports. This is the Post Glass Postgame Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Kelly Nichols with you. Post Glass and Mirror for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. We haven't even had time yet to get to the leading scores. We've got a lot of highlights as well here. This was just a phenomenally entertaining game for Chi High. And again, if you only look at wins and losses, you say, okay, so this was the 20th loss of the season. They don't get that first win. But in so many ways, we saw a team just take not only a step forward, but really a giant leap forward tonight, Kelly.
Oh, gosh, I guess so. We talked about the lineup and height doesn't always matter and, you know, all of that. But, gosh, it's just the wingspan on some of those boys,
yeah,
too. You know, they take up a lot of space, but, it didn't matter for our guys tonight. They were ready to go up against it.
And, again, this is a Marshfield team that has a lot of depth as well too, and that depth tested with some of the foul trouble that they got into in this game. But no matter who they ran out there, the Cards really seemed to have an answer. And we talked about this with Coach Prue, maybe a little bit different styles in each half as well too, because the first half the Cards were able to kind of slow things down, make it a little bit more of a muddy, frustrating type of game, and score 13 of their 25 points from the free throw line. Second half started seeing that shooting touch a little bit more, and the inside outside game taking it hard to the rack, and then some of those kickouts for three as well.
Yeah, and it's interesting, you know, Coach Prue mentioned something about taking some of the stuff away from their offense, and
sure,
I think, you know, sometimes we're always thinking of how can we make it better and what can we add, and sometimes we just got to strip it down and make it a little easier.
And you know what? It was clicking here tonight, that's for sure. Well, we'll take one final two-minute break here just so I can add up a few things so we can get your final stat tallies here on the Post Glass Postgame Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. And stay with us. We've got some great highlights from the second half coming up as well. That's all ahead in 2 minutes on WOGO.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome to the Bundle event, entering now our undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls. Visit chippewa-auto.com.
Post-Glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Well, we don't usually have this mother and son interview as Colin Nichols joins us here at Chi-Hi Falls to a very good Marshfield team in a game that went down to the wire. And go ahead and take it away. What do you want to talk to Colin about here?
Well, usually our questions consist of, do you need a snack? What do you want to eat when you get home? You know, those kind of things. But what was different tonight, bud? You guys look totally different out there.
Well, I do need a snack, but I don't know. We just came out with a mindset of it's just Marshfield. Like, yes, they're a really good team, and that showed. I mean, obviously, they came out with a win, and it showed that they are a very great team. But we just came with the mindset of, okay, it's just another game. Like, we don't really have much to lose at this point, so let's just go try. And that's what we did, and we had a chance there at the end. And yeah, I think we can get the next one for sure.
I think you can too. Was it fun?
It was fun.
Good.
And again, to feel, I'm sure, Colin, the energy in this gym as well from the student section, from over here too, when you're taking, again, one of the top Division I teams in the state and taking them down to the wire, that had to be something where it's like, man, we want to get that feeling again. We want to get that feeling again where everybody's right with us, hanging on every possession.
We totally want more of that. And, we did have a little bit of a studio, which was great. But
yeah.
The energy in here was just absolutely, like, it was just on a whole new level than what we're used to. And we want more than that, but we want more of that to, like, it just pumps us up more.
All right. I'll have a snack ready when you get home.
Appreciate it.
There you go.
Good game, buddy.
Thank you. Colin Nichols joins us here on the Post-Glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Kelly Nichols with you on WOGO. And let's take a quick look here at our WOGO stat line. Again, these are some unofficial stats, but Brooks Hinson with 19 points to lead the way for the Marshfield Tigers, 17 for Chris Pohl, and he scored 13 of those in the second half. He really had a phenomenal game. Cameron Kolstad with 8 points, 5 for Joey Ketterer, 5 for Valen Ramberg, and 4 for Ethan Connect, 2 for Landon Lee. And that's, again, really impressive, Kelly. I mean, Lee averaged almost 15 points per game coming into this one. Chi-Hi able to get him in some foul trouble, and they battled really well against one of the best guards probably in the state.
Yeah, for sure. And they, you know, he got that early technical, and obviously they kind of rattled him a little bit, I think. So, yeah, that was an impressive stand there.
Again, unofficial tallies here for Chi-Hi, but three players in double figures. Had 17 for Grant Von Hayden. He averages 5.4, and he had 17 tonight. Just a phenomenal game from your junior.
For sure. I think Colin would say, geez, Grant, have a game.
Yeah, absolutely. And then 12 for Colin Nichols, and 10 in the second half for Colin. Again, an unofficial tally here. Sometimes in the excitement, I miss a basket or so. But 12 for Colin, and then 10 for Owen Munson, who also had a fantastic first and second half, 5 in each half. But three players in double figures, 5 for Kobe Twyman, 4 for Connor Kalinske, 2 apiece for Caleb Dillenbach and Conrad Gaybauer. And again, when you get three players in double figures, that's going to put you in a good position in a lot of games.
I was just going to say, I think this is the first game that's happened all year. So it paid off tonight for sure.
Let's hear how the second half sounded. Here are some of your second half highlights before we bid you adieu from the Post-Glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Sounded like this on WOGO Sports. It will sound like this in just a moment when Caleb remembers to plug in the correct cord. Let's take a listen again here on WOGO, your second half highlights. Mentality, sometimes that can really galvanize a team as well, too. And we've seen, again, an excellent first half. Chi-Hi just battling and staying in this one as Nichols in the paint. Runner is good! Colin Nichols pulls Chi-Hi back within single digits. Needs to get out of there quickly to avoid the three-second count. Finds Gaybauer. Gaybauer had a couple fouls that minimized some of his playing time in the first half. Nichols up top, snaps off a three, splash it! Colin Nichols for three! Dylan Beck, right wing, finds Munson. Munson snaps off a three, he's got another one! Owen Munson! Von Hayden working the pivot foot, looking for help, trying to avoid a five-second count. Gets it to Cale Dylan Beck, back to Von Hayden. They'll reset near midcourt. Under 14 minutes to play. Von Hayden down the lane. High off the glass and scores. He did it again. The teardrop runner off the window. And it's a two-point game. Grant Von Hayden has 11 points. Outside the arc, jabbing out to Von Hayden. Grant Von Hayden, the junior, holds, loops left side. Nice touch pass down low from Colin Nichols. And Munson finishes for two. Good work there by the Cards.
That was pretty.
Holding up between the wheels, right side Colin Nichols against Chris Pohl. Nichols up top to Grant Von Hayden. Von Hayden gets by his man hard at the glass. He did it again. Grant Von Hayden, that first step burst. Ours, paid work, of course. Contact Greg Stewart, WOGO Sports Director. G. Stewart at WWIB.com or call 715-723-1037. Colin Nichols for three. Got another one. Colin Nichols on fire here in the second half. How about Colin Nichols with two made threes? Filling back to Colin Nichols. Fake the three. Takes it down the left side of the lane. Pulls up from 10 feet. Won't rim in. Offensive rebound. The Cards kill Dillenbeck. Out to Nichols. Nichols attacking into the paint. Nichols goes in hard. Rolls it in for two. Colin Nichols makes it a four-point game. To take over this game, his three comes up short. Dillenbeck skies for the rebound and rips it down. Out to Von Hayden. The Cards will run. Von Hayden to Twyman. Twyman, quick trigger on a three. Left corner. Oh, he splashed it. Kobe Twyman makes it a four-point game. 55-51. Cards down four. 3:36 to play. Left side, Cale Dillenbeck outside the arc against Chris Pohl. Finds Von Hayden. Von Hayden has a team-high 15 points. Trying to go by Ketterer. Right block extended. Von Hayden wheeling. Goes in hard. Runner is good! Oh, my goodness! Von Hayden is in his bag tonight! And that's how the second half sounded. And Kelly Nichols just reliving that a little bit here. This was a lot of fun here tonight. And thank you so much for joining me on this. And, my goodness, it was a pleasure. And, wow. These kids really gave it all they had tonight.
Thanks for having me, Caleb. It's, you know, that's one thing about this team is the wins and the losses haven't been, but they really are a really nice group of boys,
yeah.
And they work so hard, and so you just want it for them so much more. So.
Absolutely, and again, a lot to be proud of here tonight. Final score, Marshfield 62, Chi High 53, but it was much, much closer than that. This has been the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service, affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Thank you to our board operator back at the WOGO studios in Halley, Mr. Zach Wycheck, and Sam Aberley, our on-site video producer for the WOGO Sports Live video stream. If you're listening to this on the radio or the podcast later and want to catch the live video replay, subscribe WOGO Sports on YouTube. For Kelly Nichols, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good night from Chi High. Once again, the final score, Marshfield 62, Chi High 53. This has been Chippewa Falls Cardinals boys basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports.
Chi High Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank, also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, Heath Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Rust Proofers, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to Chi High Cardinals Basketball here on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming, already in progress.
WOGO, your sports.